Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions expressed do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. We'd like to hear from you. Give us a call at 419-528-TDRK to leave a voicemail, and we just may play it on the show.
Hey, home, I can dig it. No, ain't gonna lay no mo' big rap on you, man.
Are you quoting Airplane?
Yes.
Okay, I need to go because I need to turn on the AC or I'm literally going to vomit.
Hey, you know what they say? See a broad to get that booty, yak 'em. Leg her down a smack 'em, yak 'em. Cold, gotta be, you know, shit.
I think that's our intro.
Shit, man. That honky muppy messing with my old lady. Gotta be running cold upside down his head, you know? I say, hi, Sky. Subba say I want to see.
Stop!
Pray to Jay, I did the same old. Hey, knock yourself a pro, slick. That gray matter backlot perform us down. I take TCB in, man.
Stop!
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Watched some Moana last night.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
See, I can't think of a line from that. All that I know is they're at the house that they think is real nice, and then they find out.
See, Cinco Scully's catches of the day.
Yes, yeah. This is the Scully's catch of the day. No, that's one of the '80s movies that corroborates my theory that every '80s movie ends with a regatta.
1985.
Was that before or after The Great Outdoors?
It was before Rip Torn was 60. He was 54 in that movie.
He was 54, really?
Yeah, John Candy was 35.
He was 35 in that movie?
Yeah, he's a youngster.
Holy shit.
Hung wow. Huh.
I wouldn't have pegged him for being that young.
I don't know. Wow.
His wife was kind of hot in that, though. That was kind of a Fred and Wilma situation.
True story.
True stories.
Can I tell you another true story?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, wait, we need to do the episode thing.
Yeah, we need to intro this. Hey, Chris, what episode is this?
Episode number 80 of the comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
That's correct. What's your name?
I am Chris.
And my name is Cole. And we're here to entertain your asses. Go ahead, tell me that story.
All right. The goose, 50 Cent, is on the mend. Named for the rapper who survived 9 gunshot wounds, 50 Cent, the waterfowl, now needs a new home. The goose was brought into a northern Arkansas animal hospital with a damaged wing. Veterinarian Rob Connor says an x-ray revealed the goose had been shot 7 times with a pellet gun. Connor operated on the bird's wing, inserting a metal rod and plastic tube to help the bird heal. Connor says the workers initially wanted to name the goose Tupac after the late rapper, but they settled on 50 Cent because he also recovered from his shooting.
Why would anybody in this goddamn world ever want to save the life of a goose?
I don't know.
Do they?
It's good for the gander.
Go fuck yourself.
Well, it'd be a lot easier than that joke. I mean, that joke was a lot easier than doing that.
Oh, man.
Give me a few minutes. I need to warm up my fleshlight.
Don't be stuck on the things they say. Now you know it's a nasty world. You know it's a nasty world. I ain't fucking with you anyway, because I know you're a nasty girl. I ain't never going to discriminate.
You're a nasty girl in Eleanor Rigby.
So let me compliment your ass. Yeah, it's nothing but a little baby fat fat. Them Twinkies got your ass getting fat fat. Them cookies got your ass getting fat fat. That cake got your ass getting fat fat. Bitch, you grown.
You help the rockin' world go round.
Bitch, you grown. That ain't baby fat fat.
Oh.
That is 50 Cent featuring G-Unit, Fat Bitch.
Through AC/DC.
Burr. No, Fat Bottom Girls, that was Queen.
I don't think so.
Yeah, that was Queen.
No, they sang Mr. Roboto.
God.
Huh?
Who sang Renegade then?
What was that? R.E.M.
See, I hate it when we get so simpatico because I was going to say R.E.M.
No, R.E.M., that was sung by STP.
No, I think you're thinking of Pearl Jam.
No, that was a Sour Girl.
Oh, God. Why was I going to say that R.E.M. sang Renegade?
I don't know. It's logical. In a way. In its own way.
In our way.
Anyway.
My hand hurts from pounding my chair like that. Ow.
Ow.
Oh, man, why would somebody save the life of a goddamn goose or the meanest sons of bitches in the world?
Why would
they get everywhere?
Poison's Greatest Hit CD out the window if I'm on the side of the road today. I don't know. People do crazy shit.
Does it still work? Chris, does it still work?
Yeah, a little scratch. When I found the Skilo CD.
Skilo?
It's a baller, a shot caller. He drives a 6'6 Impala. You know?
Somebody tried to rhyme baller with Impala?
It's a 6'6 Impala.
God.
Atars on the far.
Atari? Playing combat on the Atari?
Yeah, with a bat and a gat.
Fucking shit.
Yeah, playing Jenga.
I have fewer stories than I thought, so let's keep riffing. A Florida homeless man is in trouble with the police for grifting luxury hotel guests of thousands of dollars. He would watch for guests to leave their rooms, then slip inside, call up the front desk, and sometimes extend the stay by up to 10 days. Says no how a man who was grifted. I don't know how he got into my room, but he got my debit card. Or how he got my debit card, rather. But he got... like the best
because
wines.
Because you put it on the internet, you dumb shit.
But he got like the best wines, the best restaurants, room service. He got clothes and the whole ball of wax.
You know what he used in his room?
That whole ball of wax?
And the MacBook.
Because Orbitz matched him up. He spent all of his money on that MacBook. He was wearing like a hat.
He was wearing it like a hat. Not a hat like it.
He was wearing it like a hat. That's what I said.
One of my favorite words is ligature. I think I like that.
Tubal ligation?
I don't know. What did they call that thing that you put the pieces of chalk in and it drew the music lines? You know what I'm talking about?
The Ognesian?
Is that what's an Ognesian?
I don't know. I think it's from a Saturday Night Live skit.
Somebody that's from Aqua.
I'm not sure.
Artesian? No. Artesian well? Artisan bread, orange peels.
I'm just letting you follow this path all the way down. Delicious, delicious hummus.
Garlic fries.
Are you warming up the mic?
I think so.
Are you like, should I EQ to that?
Bumblebee?
No, like not play EverQuest, but like set the equalization.
I was stung by a bumblebee.
Stung by a bumblebee. I'm still scared of bees.
I know, right? You're terrified.
I thought that I was like, no, I think that every little kid is scared of bees because it's like the one thing that presents like a real threat to you.
I was stung, I think, once by a hornet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can think of at least two times I've been stung by a wasp. And I can think of one time I was bitten by a hornet. And
does it hurt as bad
they
as
both
I remember?
Sucked. Well, probably not. Like now, if it
I
happened, it'd be
hurting
like,
really bad.
Oh gosh, I remember crying. I remember
it's like a
like,
kid's thing, though.
Like I remember like staying home from school because I got bit by a wasp. It's a fucking.
You're
sucks.
Always doing really fun stuff when you do that.
What do you mean? Like you're on the monkey bars.
You're like on the playground. You're just I don't know. You're doing kid stuff. You're playing.
You're hucking
softball or baseball or
you're hucking rocks at nests.
Playing at the camper or doing something crazy,
Yeah.
Playing putt-putt golf at a timeshare.
And then you just get hit.
Animals
are fucking
like an
bastards.
Orlando, Florida medical examiner who says an 11-year-old New York girl was electrocuted while trying to retrieve a ball from a pond at a timeshare resort's miniature golf course. The girl stepped into a 2-foot-deep pond Orange Lake Resort guest Christopher Burgess of Alabama heard her screams and tried to rescue her, where he was ultimately also injured. The girl died shortly after arriving at the Florida Hospital Celebration. Apparently, they named their hospitals after cruise ships. Or vice versa. Okay. A building safety department official said that the electrocution was likely caused by my dumbass. No, was likely caused by a possible faulty pump connected to an improper circuit breaker. But I'm really high, so I don't know.
I've been back here huffing shellac for about a decade.
That's a gas right there.
Oh, God, inhalants.
Ether frolics?
Inhalants, Chris.
Look that up, an ether frolic.
Is that what like the landed gentry would go on?
I think so. Those were the inhalant parties.
Oh yeah,
I'm pretty sure they would
huff ether and then they would go into the woods and they would hunt foxes. But they would just end up shooting all the redheads.
Clack clack.
What?
Well,
are you typing on a fucking bongo?
Yeah, I think so. I'm proud of it.
Okay. An ether frolic mob. I don't know. There's a band called the Ether Frolic Mob. Huh.
What is an ether frolic? Hunter S. Thompson, sadly deceased connoisseur of narcotics, explains the lure of the old Victorian parlor party popper. It makes you behave like the village drunkard in some early Irish novel.
Okay, is that it?
Total loss of all basic motor skills, blurred vision, no balance, dumb tongue, severance of all connection between the body and the brain, which is interesting because the brain continues to function more or less normally. You can actually watch yourself behaving in this terrible way, but you can't control it.
How's that different from just being really drunk?
Don't know. I thought it was a Sesame Street special.
Elmo's Ether Frolic.
Elmo's Ether Frolic.
Did not do very well. Went straight to VHS and Laserdisc.
Very limited. I own it on Laserdisc.
Very limited pressing. Better sound on Laserdisc, strangely enough.
It went out on airwaves.
Who would save a goose? Sorry.
Fitty.
Fitty would? Does he identify? Does Fitty identify?
Is Fitty identifying?
Does Fitty identify?
Hey, I'm just Spotifying with Fitty.
Speaking of, we're not sponsored by Spotify. So
gladly not.
I know, right? It's a terrible service. Don't sponsor us. Don't give us any money, you sons of bitches.
Don't do that, whatever you would do.
You think I want to listen to new music? I'm going to listen to Ockerville River and Neil Young, you sons of bitches. Yeah, ether. That came from a timeshare. Timeshares are always bad news. Are they? Well, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, sorry. I thought you knew.
Oh, I thought you were going somewhere with it.
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Walking me in circles, I guess.
Yeah, I'm leading you around as I look down, as I look at Byword. I keep on changing my programs. This is nice because it lets me write a markdown, but that's about it. Let me see here.
Are you serious?
What?
I wrote this show in my hand.
Let me see here. No, it's cool. It's neat. It's good. It's a nice way to write. How about this? This is something I think we can both identify with. A study conducted by an internet security company has revealed a startling fact about smartphone users. They can't stop working. 50% of full-time workers check their work email in bed, while 69% of them say they can't go to bed without checking their work email. 57% check their work email on family outings, and 38% check it at the dinner table. Of all people who check their work email during their off hours, half said that they felt as it was expected of them to do so.
Oh, yeah. You feel guilty if you don't.
See, I had like a real problem with this.
You had or have?
Had. Because like after I started having like full panties, I had to put limitations. So my work email no longer goes to my cell phone.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And unless it's a very specific circumstance, I don't flip that little switch over to have my work email go to my phone.
Hmm.
I know, right? Just turn it off. Put it away.
Novel. That's novel.
What? Just cutting the cord?
Yeah. People expect a lot now, though.
They do. Like, it's like, they hey, we're going to
give the clock service.
We're going to give you this.
Service me.
This thing, you know, we're going to give you this work. Do you know how many of your jokes like consist entirely of just references to intercourse? No, they're going to give you a work issued laptop, and then they're like, hey, you know, it's fine. You just use this. Use this all the time. Never stop.
What? Never stop.
Never stop working.
Don't stop rocking.
Don't you dare put that away. Don't stop till you get enough. Come on.
Stop till you get enough.
Yeah.
Huh.
Do you?
Yeah, I agree.
It's
out of control.
Do you do it? Like, I mean, are you one of these?
I just looked at it like a minute ago. You brought it up, and I'm like, oh my God.
I was talking. Holy shit. Is this something on fire? I don't know. Who knows?
I don't know. It's an hour, right?
Like, I work in client services, but there's only so much I can do at 10 o'clock at night. You know? So whatever.
I don't know. I'm you're not bothering me. I'm fixing shrimp tempura.
That's tasty. That's good stuff. That's the Oriental way of saying fried shrimp. It's great. Did I say Oriental? Asian. Sorry.
Oh, that's weird. Did I say
Jesus. Continue. God damn it, Chris. Tell me a story.
All right. An enraged Chinese woman known as Zhang is accused of running down a lady known as Mrs. Wang and her 4-year-old daughter.
It's a transsexual.
With her car. She ran this woman down, and her 4-year-old daughter ran them down with a car after an argument where she confronted her husband about his infidelities with Mrs. Wang. The mother of two, Zhang, apparently has two children. After she ran this woman and her 4-year-old daughter over with a car, stood guard over the two seriously injured victims to stop anyone from offering them first aid. She even allegedly punched a paramedic treating her rival's young daughter, making the ambulance man, or paramedic, drop the girl, who later died of her injuries.
Holy shit.
Now, Zhang is a primary school teacher who is facing murder and attempted murder charges. It should be noted that upon the arrival of the ambulance, the lady stripped down naked and lied under the, like, basically in the path of the wheels of the ambulance while they were trying to respond to these injuries that she had inflicted.
Narrow streets there. You can lay across it.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
A Chinese lady can lay across it. So that's like 4 feet wide.
This is no crime of passion. She stopped the two victims from receiving medical treatment for nearly an hour.
Jesus Lord. Like, I'm not like the, you know, the
I'm not like possessive, but jeez.
I'm not the kind of person who would say, like, hey, maybe shoot that person with a rubber bullet. But
in this one,
like,
you might be though.
Like, maybe shoot that person with enough rubber bullets.
Bolt's gonna stop her.
I guess. I don't know. She's got that tiger mom rage going on. But
she's on a mission.
Yeah, man. See, even that feels like vaguely racist. I don't know. But yeah, no, you're gonna stop it. Hey, you know what? You don't just like shoot somebody. You don't just, you know, injure them like grievously. You don't just lock the door behind you. You break the handle off.
And the 4-year-old daughter.
Jesus Lord.
You break it off. Nope, that's not what I want to say.
See, okay, so this, I know what I was going to talk about earlier, but since you did this, this is two stories pretty much in a row that you brought up where two, like, young girls died.
I didn't mean it this way.
Well, no, I know you didn't mean it. One of them was a terrible accident of negligence.
It's just a subject matter. I mean, one tab is entitled Mini Shock, while the other is Crazy Chinese Bitch.
Jesus Lord. No, but this just reminds me of something.
I don't want to go all table tennis, but
but I just did. Why not? So I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, there are things that, like, taken on their own won't bum me out, but given in enough, you know, again, just like given enough volume, like, they will. I feel safe telling the story because, you know, it's not really of any kind of, like, consequence. But we have some family members who went on vacation recently. Okay, our mother was telling me the story. I was driving. I was driving to the grocery store to refill my my happy pills, and mom told me, yeah, they went on vacation and they left their dog in the garage. And it was an air conditioned garage. But people who are abroad and people who aren't here right now, Ohio is in like a state of emergency because of a heat wave that's happening. Like it's 90 degrees outside right now, and it's 9:30. So that's bad news. You know, and there are also like huge thunderstorms. So the power went out and all of this heat was up and the AC kicked off. So this family member, their mother or whatever came by to feed the dog like she was doing every day, take it out and walk it, opens up the garage door. There's this dead as fuck dog that died of just being way too hot laying in this garage. It's like, hey, I know you're driving to refill your happy pills. Here's a story about a dead dog. I don't even like dogs. I like dogs less than I like little girls. But still, both those stories make me sad. Do I have too much empathy, Chris?
I think you do.
Ah, God damn it.
I think you have it all. That's why I'm so apathetic.
What's that?
I think you have all the empathy, so I have to have all the apathy.
Oh, yeah, I took it all from you. It's conservation. It's conservation of humanity.
It's the yin and the who gives a fuck.
Chris, Quantum Leap was a television show starring Scott Bakula, not Scott Baio, Scott Bakula, that aired in the 1980s. A leap second is something that occurred this past weekend, or 2 weekends ago, rather, wherein we added an extra second to the atomic clock in order to compensate for the slowing rotation of the Earth due to the tidal pull of the moon. The adjustment is made to keep it so that the sun is always at its highest point at noon. The next leap second will occur either in 2015 or 2016. This caused a certain amount of chaos for computers and other online services, which did not compensate for the fact that there was an 11:59:60 on July 1st.
So I know they gave him an extra second. And you would think that with that extra second, Anderson Cooper could have said the word not.
That's breaking news. That's late breaking news. Like I just saw
like
that
given
when I turned
an extra
on.
Second. Now I could see if there was a second taken away, and like, that second was when he said not.
Are you surprised though?
I mean, they've always talked about it. I mean, he's obviously a well respected at doing his job. Otherwise, apparently, this was known that he was out running around. You know,
yeah.
And boy George were like buying handcuffs together and shit.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, he did,
that's not.
You know, he had. I mean, accepting the fact that he works for CNN.
But he's obviously good at it. Otherwise, you know, I mean, there's a reason why he's not on Fox News.
Well, no, that's one of the pervasive rumors is that Shepard Smith is gay. Maybe they're gay together. Who knows?
I don't know. I'd probably not be gay for either of them.
Well, no, they're both.
Because you need to be gay for yourself.
They're both a little bit. You know what?
God damn it.
God damn it. Be gay for yourself.
That's what I do.
Hey, you know what? There's nothing wrong with it.
Nope. Nothing matter with it at all.
Nothing
to matter with anything. Nothing to matter with this.
Just live your life.
A Pennsylvania man says he wasn't committing a lewd act. Was not committing a lewd act.
Was not.
While he was driving last year. 48-year-old Guy Labar.
That's a sex criminal name if I've ever heard.
He was accepted into a program for nonviolent offenders. The incident of exposure case will be dropped if he successfully completes the program. The man allegedly exposed himself to a truck driver speeding up and slowing down as the trucker did. Guy's attorney explained the incident as manscaping gone wrong and that looks can be deceiving.
He wasn't exposing himself.
He was cruising at interstate speed while shaving his pubes.
No, he wasn't cruising at interstate speed.
Hey, can be deceiving.
He was in geosynchronous orbit around this truck as he was going to town on his man bush.
finished my chemo treatment, and I was ripping handfuls of pubes out.
Jesus. It never grows back the same.
Nope, it doesn't.
Nope.
A tiny little dead duck.
Comes back down here. Oh, man. No, it's Snuggle that's the bear. It's Snuggle Bear.
Looks can be deceiving.
Creepy, right?
This ain't what it looked like.
It's not what it looks like.
I didn't finish.
He did. It's only a sex crime if you finish.
That's weird. No tilt steering. That's odd.
Like an iPad game?
I think.
Okay.
I don't know. I didn't do it. It wasn't me.
Calmer than you are.
Are you going to tell a story?
Errol Cook is a 73-year-old cancer survivor who has beaten the odds in more ways than one. He was playing a round of golf at the Mountain Ridge Country Club in New Jersey when, in the course of 9 holes, he sunk 2 holes in 1. The odds of doing this, Chris, are 1 in 67 million. Quote, they told me I fell down laughing. It didn't sink in for a while. I still think it hasn't sunk in. His buddy Marty says he's a good golfer, but he's not that good. Only 100 people in the course of recorded history have been noted as accomplishing the 2 holes in a single round, with fewer still having done so in 9 holes.
Usually only 2 par threes in 9.
Well, yeah, but they were both par threes.
Well, I'm saying there's usually only 2. Yeah, so that's kind of like the max.
They're increasing the sophistication of 66 times in the head. They're increasing the sophistication of driver technology. You know, you can whack that thing; it'll go about 1,000 yards. You know, you get it on a good day, get a nice tailwind going. But yeah, there's
anything to watch the Blues Brothers with John Candy.
What is that?
I would like to watch the Blues Brothers, but with a living John Candy.
But with John Candy instead of John Belushi?
No, I don't want him to be in it. I want to watch it with him.
Oh, with him, yeah. Yeah. No, he seems like a good guy. I don't think he's as jovial as he comes across, you know, because of the weight and all, but I think that he would be an interesting person.
Supposedly he was a dick.
Yeah, well, so was Chevy Chase.
Yeah.
But he was also the drummer for Steely Dan.
Who was?
Chevy Chase.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
No, he wasn't.
Chris, I'm not even going to look it up. Go look at Wikipedia or go on Google.
Did you just add it tonight?
And just go on Google, Chris. Go on Google and just Google Chevy Chase, Steely Dan. I'll be sitting here like a bodhisattva, you know, waiting for you to take me by the hand. Come on. Look it up.
Horrible writer.
Do it. Look it up.
Sitting in on the brainstorming session for the name of the band.
Well, no, that's it's a William S. Burroughs reference.
Really?
Yeah, Naked Lunch.
Bukowski.
No, it was the name of a 6-foot tall dildo in Naked Lunch. Steely Dan, that was its name. Why do I know more about
Jesus butt plug? That's a book title, by the way.
Baby Look Jesus butt plug? Why will I be on a list for looking this up?
You can also look up a book by the same author called Her Vagina is Haunted.
They're trying to do terrorism on her vagina?
Basically.
Huh. The Baby Jesus Butt Plug, paperback, Amazon. Yeah. Huh. A fairy tale. Why not?
Why not, right?
Yeah, no, I figured it would have been. No, that's okay. I'd like to read this book on Kindle. Tell the publisher. Okay. There we go. I put
it
in my vote.
It alludes to a world in which upside down is upside right, and upside left is upside up, and baby Jesus is known as a sex toy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, do you have a story for me?
Sure, man. Behind a door in a dark hallway of a rundown apartment complex, a blind woman told a social worker that she did something. Roommate.
Hid something or did something?
Did something.
Okay.
Checks party mix, a bottle of lotion, a piece of a diaper, a candy wrapper, and 10 inches of rope.
Oh, God.
Geraldine Cherry, 50, admitted that she took all of those items and shoved them down her roommate's throat, killing her. Checks party mix, bottle of lotion, piece of a diaper check.
What?
Candy wrapper and 10 inches of rope. At first, Kathleen McEwen, 70, appeared to have died of natural causes, face up in her bed. It wasn't until the Undertaker noticed something in her mouth as he was preparing her body of the heinous way that she came to die.
Well, you know, it wasn't premeditated, because nobody would do something like that and use Chex party mix instead of puppy chow.
Buy some random stuff at the Dollar Tree.
It was like the gluttony guy from Seven. I ran out halfway through and had to go to the store to get more.
Basically.
Jesus. That's fucking... Why is every one of your stories is about horrible murder?
No, there was a goose that survived. That's heartwarming.
No.
Telling you don't judge an exposed penis for its actions.
Now we have bionic fucking geese running around there propagating their lore across the universe. You know what?
My next story is about a guy dying, if that helps.
Go ahead. I don't have any more stories, so just hit me with it.
A Phoenix, Arizona man collapsed and died after being found guilty of arson. The man put his hands to his mouth after the verdict was announced. Minutes later, he collapsed in the courtroom. It appeared as though he put some sort of substance in his mouth as he reacted to the verdict. And this is why I picked this story. It was not because he poisoned himself after being convicted. He's described as a banker, art collector, adventurer, and one-time multimillionaire. I want to be those things. I want to be
every one of those things. Do I have to be a character in a Wes Anderson film to have a business card that says adventurer on it?
I don't know.
He checks
stock quotes while jet skiing to an art show where he buys where he buys things with his many millions of dollars
to set on fire
and then sets them on fire.
In people's homes.
The second reason I picked this story.
Okay.
The arson was of his own home. When he did it, firefighters arrived in the early morning to find that he had donned a scuba tank and mask and was scrambling to get out of the smoke and flames as he crawled out of a second story window and climbed down an emergency ladder. So... Hey, buddy. That was an adventure.
I know that, like, it's like soup's easy to get bored when you have everything in the entire world. But
that's all it takes.
You know what? The line gets blurrier. The line gets blurrier and blurrier the higher up you go on the socioeconomic ladder. The game of kings, they call it. Donning a scuba suit and setting your house on fire.
Scuba Steve.
Sometimes you got to play Scuba Steve just to feel alive.
All you got
to
do.
Just to feel something.
Huh.
God damn it.
Oh, well. That's it.
You ever set your arm hair on fire?
Huh?
Never mind.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Hey, Chris, what can they do?
You can go to duckfeed.tv/thosedamnrosskids. Check out posts and the minutes of our weekly meetings. You can go to Facebook and search Those Damn Ross Kids. There's some URL taggy, blah, 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 where you can go there and you can like us. You can friend/like. I'm not sure we have a fan page. So that's how that works. You can call the voicemail at 419-528-TDRK. Leave us a message. You can go to iTunes, leave us a review, a rating if you will. Those ratings are in stars. The reviews are on our hearts. And I think that's probably about it. You can support the show and the network by purchasing things through our link to Amazon. And 4% of your purchase will go towards defraying the cost of Cole's ego reduction.
it goes towards the show staying extant /
self-esteem points.
Hey, why not?
Liquid fun.
It's better when I'm happy because I don't say sad things.
Yes.
Good night.
So, yeah, I think that's about it. Do the thing, man. Tell a friend.
Do those things. Tell friends.
Bye-bye.